Czech power giant ČEZ has had its license to operate Albania's national grid revoked just 3 years after entering the market. The state regulator's decision, announced on Monday, follows months of controversy over tariffs and unpaid bills. ČEZ is now counting its losses, estimated at around 5 billion crowns, and is weighing an arbitration suit against the Albanian government. Economic journalist Chris Johnson says the Albanian investment was a calculated risk that failed to pay off.
From the start, ČEZ knew it was a risk and actually had a guarantee from the World Bank that if this went pear-shaped, that then it could claim back some of the costs of this, and that still applies. It can still go to the World Bank and claim back some of the money it might lose, or although not all of it. I mean, yes, certainly Albania was a big risk. The people there, a lot of them don't regard the electricity as sort of a natural commodity, like sort of the air you breathe, so that you don't really pay for it. So, but as well as the risk, though, on the other side, there was a potential for quite a lot of profit if this thing had worked out. So the economy has the opportunity there to develop quite fast. The electricity infrastructure was pretty poorly developed, so there was a possibility to invest and develop, and ČEZ was quite big in the Balkans already. It had investments in Bulgaria, Romania, and we even looked at one time as investing in Kosovo, getting some electric plants and coal mines there. So it formed part of the strategy, ČEZ's overall strategy.
So what happened? What was the biggest problem? Was it the tariffs without the possibility to project it into a higher price for customers? Was that it?
Most of all these problems blew up over the last year, or basically last year. I mean, there were some really strange decisions by the Albanian regulator. I mean, ČEZ distributed electricity there. It had to buy it from the state-owned main electricity producer, a company called KESH. But then one side, KESH sort of put its prices up by 100%, but then the local regulator said that ČEZ could only put its prices up to sort of the local households and consumers, those that were paying actually for electricity, by, you know, hardly anything. So, I mean, ČEZ immediately started running into losses. I mean, it was just a totally incredible situation. And as ČEZ tried to work out the situation, it started talking with the government regulator, and sometimes it found it thought it had a solution and found that the government or someone turned around and said, you're not talking to the right people. I mean, it just sounds like a total crazy situation there over the last year. So I think basically they'll probably be relieved that there is some chance to wash their hands of this whole thing, although there'll be lots of legal implications going on.
Well, it's mulling an arbitration. It's weighing an arbitration suit now. ČEZ says the move is in violation of local legislation. What are its chances of getting compensation? Will it get the whole package?
Yeah, arbitration, I mean, it'll have to choose where it lodges an arbitration complaint. I imagine they won't be lodging their complaint in any Albanian court. They'll be looking to some sort of international arbitration, maybe London, Paris, Switzerland, whoever, or wherever. But, I mean, I should think they've got a pretty good chance of getting back, certainly what they initially invested in the Indian company. They reckon that they spent about half as much, or as much again, on developing the company over the years they've been there. So it'll be a long, drawn-out process. These arbitrations usually last 2 or 3 years at least. But eventually, it probably would turn out, and well, and they'll be relieved that at least this situation sort of aligned under one aspect, one chapter of this sort of debacle has been drawn now. It becomes a legal sort of problem, and not an ongoing sort of economic one, because basically what the Albanians have done now, they've withdrawn ČEZ's whole responsibility. ČEZ has nothing left to manage there now. They've got no license. They've got no role there. So at least they can't be held responsible for any more things or any more losses, because that's basically it.
Chris Johnston there commenting on ČEZ pulling out of the Albanian energy market.